Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining me here on this second coming, so to speak, of our regular Healing Through Hurt Sunday morning meditation show that actually aired at 9:30 a.m. this morning, but because I had so many computer problems yesterday, when I gave this show a listen, I did not like what I heard. And if I cannot bring you the absolute best, I will delete the program and start all over again, which is what I decided to do this morning. I want to thank you all for joining me here on this our regular Sunday morning meditation for Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. I am your host, Maria Wall. And today we're going to do something a little bit different. I want you to find your favorite chair or that comfortable spot and just listen to the words for today and, of course, the music. Today we're just going to take some time to really love us. We're going to really take on all of that stress from last week, and we're going to put up our shield against what we may be under the impression is coming our way this week. So, our topic this week is the benefits and healing powers of water. And when I say this, I don't necessarily mean the water that we drink or that we bathe in. I'm also talking about tears. Because when tears come into play, so many people think that it's a sign of weakness, when tears could actually be that sign of strength and determination. For those of you who listen to our regular Saturday evening show, last night it was 5 minutes before showtime and my secondary computer crashed. I was devastated. After all that I've been through and that I'm going through, my spirit crashed just like the computer. I had people writing, people calling, people asking where the show was. And naturally, all of these people were tying up the system, so I could not even attempt to start working on the system to get it back up. So I sat and I had my 50-second pity party and I was so ready to give up. But you know what? I cried a few tears and I let those tears wash away all of those negative thoughts. And I, in turn, looked up to the ceiling and I said, God, if it is thy will, let me get this computer back online so I can do the show, because I know that I have a lot of people who depend on me for my program. Some just need to hear my voice, others want to hear what I have to say, or the wisdom of my guest. Today, we're going to sit and be still and breathe. So as you're listening to my voice, I want you to take long, deep, meaningful breaths. Breathe in deeply and hold it and hold it and then release. And keep doing that And as we take this 15-minute journey, if you feel a need to rock back and forth to make yourself feel better or to throw your arms around wonderful you, then do that and give yourself the biggest hug of the day. Because whether you realize it or not, you are a precious commodity on this planet, and you do have worth. You know, since ancient times, water was used to cleanse the body, but it helped to cleanse our souls and our spirits. And when we cry, whether we're male or female, young or old, we do it because it was triggered by something, some type of an emotion or a feeling within us. And sometimes when we just burst into tears, when we're having a really bad moment, if you notice, the tears are extremely warm. And as they flow down your face, think of it that warmth is all of that heated negativity coming out and just flowing down your cheeks and dropping away. And you have to look at it that way, that those tears are bringing you that clarity, because they're helping you to clear your thoughts and heal your spirit. And for those of you who follow the regular Saturday evening show, you know how much I'm going through. But when I'm feeling really bad, I'll come home and I'll go to the water. I'll sit in a very hot tub because I like my water as hot as I can bear it. And when I stand up, when that water is flowing down my body back into the tub, and I watch it as it goes down the drain, I know that I've been cleansed, not just on the outside, but on the inside as well. And I tend to feel significantly better. So, I say this because so many of my friends and associates this week have shared their pains and their heartaches with me. And a lot of times they have looked at someone else and said, well, look at what they're going through. Who am I to complain? And I say to you that we exist. Therefore, there's a higher power that is in control. So sometimes we need to know when to let it go and let that supreme being or power step in. Your blessings will come to you if you remember to hold fast to your faith and believe that they will. It's no different than a homeless man was standing on a corner holding a sign, and it just took one person to take notice to him, and his blessings came to him in an abundant fashion. And what we do with those blessings after they are bestowed upon us is up to us to decide individually. But never allow yourself to convince yourself that your heartache and pain is any less than the next person, because your pain is equally as great to you as that person who you're comparing yourself with pain is to them. Again today, just listen to the music and let it flow. Let that water flow Let that water cleanse you from the inside out. Keep breathing. We only have 4 minutes left, and I want you to enjoy these 4 minutes. This is your time to love wonderful, sexy, outstanding, beautiful you. Throw those arms around yourself and squeeze really tight and just hug yourself and say, I love me. Say it again. I love me. I am special. I have worth on this planet. Hug yourself tightly. Ooh. Doesn't that feel good? Anyone else to give you that hug? Hug yourself and love yourself and know that you're just as important and special as each and every one of those people who you compare yourself to. That you've convinced yourself you are lesser than. So throw all of that away and realize that you are a precious commodity on this planet. So just continue to breathe and enjoy the music. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in again. And breathe out. Each week, this is your special 15 minutes of comfort and stress busting, release, and relief. Enjoy these 15 minutes. It may be your only quiet time all week, but as always, these 15 minutes are here for you for the entire week and beyond, so you can always come back whenever you need that air boost for your confidence and self-worth. And before we leave, we only have 2 minutes left in our show. As always, you can follow us on Facebook under Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio, or you can give us a call at 202-618-2556, or send me an email at mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. Yes, I read each and every email. I answer each and every text. I do not have my assistant do it. I do it myself. And as soon as my blessings are finished being bestowed upon me, which will probably take a lifetime, I'm hoping to dedicate all of my time to you so that we can all continue on our journey to heal and hurt. We have 48 seconds, and as always, I pray you and wish you enough. I'm your host, Maria Wall, and remember, you are so beautiful and precious and handsome and cute and wonderful, and you have worth on this planet. Never allow anyone to make themselves feel better by making you feel worse. Because hurt people. Just remember that as you go along in your week. I'll let the music play a little longer. And for those of you who are listening live, welcome back to the after show. I'm going to let the music play for a few more moments before I end the show. Do have a wonderful and blessed work week. And I'll see you back here Saturday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't make it, of course, you can catch our show in the archives. But I look forward to seeing you here on Sunday morning, back at our regular time, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time, for our Healing Through Hurt Sunday morning meditation. Until next time, you be blessed.